在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Unit 20 Gatherings
Useful Expressions A. Corporate Banquet 1. The food is good. Which catering service did they use?
2. Did we invite all our business partners?
3. I forgot to bring my invitation card. Can you find my name on the list?
4. Please leave your business card with us.
5. Who was the speaker tonight?
6. May I see the seating plan?
7. Who am I sitting next to?
8. Would you like a program?
9. Where is the coat room?
10. Where can I check my coat?
11. It's a great honor to have our president with us tonight.
12. Please allow me to introduce our special guests.
13. We'd like Ms. Jackson to draw the first prize for us.
14. I have an announcement to make.
15. You could use the hotel's valet parking. B. Family, high school, reunions.
1. It's been a long time since I last saw you.
2. It's so good to see you.
3. You're looking good.
4. You haven't changed a bit.
5. I can hardly recognize him. 6. Do you remember me? I'm Bob Jung.
7. Tell us about your life in New York City.
8. When did you get back?
9. You were only a teenager when I last saw you.
10. I heard that you're doing business in China.
11. Are you still working for Nike?
12. Did you bring your family with you?
13. We used to sit next to each other.
14. That's Mr. O'Brien, our math teacher in grade 9.
15. Could you give me your new address?
Conversation. 1. Corporate Annual Banquet. Hey, Karen, did you hear that this year's annual company banquet is on the 28th?
I did, but I'm not sure if I want to go. Remember last year we had seafood in Geelong? I had really bad diarrhea afterwards.
I heard they're going to do something different this year. It's the company's 15th anniversary. They've rented a big banquet hall at the Grand Hotel. There will be nice Taiwanese cuisine, live performances, and a lucky draw. You might win yourself a TV set or a round trip to Hawaii.
Very tempting. I'll think about it.
A. Talking with the CEO. Karen, why was everyone laughing when the chicken dish was served?
There's a saying that if the boss wants to fire someone, he will point the chicken head at that person during the company dinner.
Interesting. I find Chinese people are very subtle. They don't like direct confrontation, so they tend to beat around the bush. Americans are more straightforward. We just give the person a letter.
Anyway, everyone seemed relieved now that the chicken head has been taken out of the dish.
What are these white pork buns called? They were very tasty.
Those are called guabao in the Taiwanese dialect. It's shaped like a purse. Guabao is a symbol of prosperity and fortune.
Good food for good luck. I'm glad I came to the banquet.
We're glad to have you here, too. Our Taiwan branch has prepared entertainment especially for you.
That's nice of you. What is it?
It's karaoke singing. They might ask you to get on stage and sing with them.
Me? No. My singing voice is terrible. I don't want to torture you.
Come on, don't be shy. I'll get on stage with you.
Well, all right. 2. High School Reunion. Hi, Jocelyn. Long time no see. Wow, look at your belly. How many months have you been pregnant?
7. It's due on January 18th. It's really nice to see you again, Robert. When was the last time we talked? 2 years ago? How have you been?
It was 3 years ago at Nancy's birthday party. I've been pretty good. I'm a certified dietitian and now I'm running a small consultation firm.
So you give people advice on how to eat right and stay healthy? Do a lot of people go to you?
Yeah, all kinds of people. People who are overweight or diabetic are my major clients. Americans have a poor diet. We eat way too much fat and sugar.
How do you help them?
First, I assess their needs and examine their eating habits. Then I designed a suitable menu for each client.
Do you have your business card on you? I might need your help, too.
It's in my car. Hold on a second, and I'll get one for you. A. 1 minute later. Why do you need help? What's your situation?
I know too much salt and sugar is bad for my pregnancy, but I just can't help it. A few months ago, I had a craving for salty and spicy food. As a result of eating too much salty food, my feet became swollen. Now I can't resist cakes and cookies. My doctor has already warned me about my blood glucose levels.
It's such a nuisance when you are not allowed to eat the things you like. Your problem should go away after giving birth, but mine will stay with me for a long time.
What can't you eat?
Shellfish. I love oysters and clams, but I'm allergic to shellfish.
At least you know exactly what you should avoid. I don't even have a clue how to eat healthily.
It sounds like you do need a bit of help. Why don't you come to my office next week? Here is my business card. Give me a call before you come.
Okay, I will. Thank you.